Well, unbelievably, we've circled around yet another week. It's time for another edition of the Radio Voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host every week on Heartline is this guy right here, Jim Tuck.
Well, it's always a treat to open the mic and begin our next edition of Heartline, the radio adventure here at Evangel Home of Fresno. And in case something doesn't sound quite right, I hope it's not too obvious, but I just got out of the dentist chair and my mouth is numb, and I hope I won't bite anything inappropriate. But Jerry Brenneman is here, and we have two guests with us today, Jerry. And I'm going to pass the mic around mostly because I'm afraid of what might fall out of my mouth. But make the introductions. I'm really looking forward to this next 10 or 12 minutes together.
Okay. And all of the opportunity you gave me to take a bite out of that introduction, I'm not going to. I'm going to pass over the whole thing. We do have two extra guests today, two extra special guests. One to my immediate left is Joyce Williams, our volunteer coordinator. Joyce does a marvelous job of not just bringing in volunteers, but being their total 100% advocate. Nobody can do a better job of really supporting volunteers than Joyce does. She is there. She loves them. That's kind of like, that's a passion in her that I don't know if she even knew she had. Joyce used to be volunteer coordinator and house manager, so her duties and her mind and her emotions kind of had to run different ways, but now she can put almost all of that energy into volunteering. And it's we've seen things blossom. And to her immediate left, your right, is Ginny. Ginny is one of our summer interns from what we lovingly call the Pink House. That's with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship and all their many, many, many acronyms. They have FUMP and FUI and FIFL, and we get confused even trying to do anything other than say Pink House. And the Pink House students, and they live in a pink house, in case anyone is wondering why. If we're going to give any initials to the program, I would just call it PH, I think. Just Pink House and be done with it. But in 1993, Randy White was the director of InterVarsity, and he called and asked if they could place some of their summer interns here. And that was the first year that they were here, and we were very, very strict then. I remember I was off for a little bit of time that year. And when I came back, the poor summer interns, they were here in one of those summers where it was like 200 degrees every day. It was so miserable. And they had to strictly adhere to our dress code, and at the time they had to wear nylons.
Oh my.
And it was like, whoa, we have come a long way since 1993. But those two, I'll never forget them, because they were trying to do everything by the book. Oh my.
I'm just glad I didn't have to go by that dress code.
Can you imagine in August? Oh boy. Anyway, that's kind of a goofy introduction for Ginny to talk about that. But my point is just how long the relationship with InterVarsity has been, and that every summer we've had top-notch young women here. It's changed a bit. In those days, they were here maybe 25 hours a week. They were really immersed in everything. And now it has changed a bit. So Jenny and Martha are here only like 5 hours a week. And it's a little bit tougher. I used to sit down all the time with them and debrief about how things were going. I never see them hardly. I wave and say hi. And anyway, that's the connection. And Jenny is one of our Pink House interns this year.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to Joyce in just a couple of minutes. Joyce, be thinking about what you want to say to Jenny after 10 months here. Okay?
Okay,
so give that some thought. Jenny, we actually had you on the air right after you got here. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, remind us, what's your background? How did this all come about? What sequence of events brought you here?
To Evangel Home or to the Pink House?
To the Pink House first.
Okay, to the Pink House. Wow, what brought me to the Pink House?
Are you local?
Yeah, I went to high school out in Kerman, which is where my grandparents live. And just how I got into the Pink House basically is through a chain of friends who had gone through it before me and just invested in me. And so then they were like, well, you should go through this program too. And so then I applied, got in, and then when we were choosing agencies, that's how I was like, oh, Vangelhome. Like, I have some roots here a little bit, and I thought that would be perfect.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some really amazing roots that you do have here. Back up. How'd that get started?
Ooh, you'd have to talk to my grandma. But my grandma was on the board here, and so for, I don't even know how long.
6 years, because she... Joyce Young was on the board either when I started or shortly after I started. I think she was on the board 6 years and then came back to serve a little bit of time there. That's not going to come out right, is it? To serve with us a little bit later. So she's really got some depth, Joyce does.
So you'd heard about Evangelhome over the years?
Yeah. Through grandma and through mom. I know my mom was not like directly connected, but she definitely knew a lot about it through my grandma, and and so I think we'd even volunteered a few times beforehand, maybe when I was little, and so I knew, and I was connected with Evangelhome, and so I was like, it's on the agency list, and I thought it was
so nice. you're just about through here.
Yeah, it's either the last week of May or the first week of June. I was just talking to Joyce about that, and I don't really know which one it is.
Okay. Take a couple of minutes. Let's hear some highlights of the last 10 months here.
Highlights. Well, I have loved getting to... Well, when we did chapel the first time, me and Martha did it together, and I loved getting to do chapel with her the first time together. And we just talked to the women, and we shared some scripture with them, and then we had them write little like bullet points of their story on paper, on like index cards, and they didn't have to share them with us, and they didn't have to share them out loud, but these women being who they are, they want to share out loud, and they want to just share and invest in each other. And so we had like the floor open for them to do that, and then some did, some didn't, and then if they wanted to pass in the cards, we were like, well, we'll pray for you with all the things that are going on in your life, and just like what God is doing in your lives. And so some people passed them in, and that was just a really cool, that was one of the highlights for me, was just getting to get to know some of the women in that way. So I remember that being a big highlight for me, and that was towards the beginning. So moving on, I mean, I've loved getting to work with all the staff and get to know the staff here. Cynthia in the kitchen, and I work a lot with Joe Janelle, and so it's, and then getting to do the debriefs and getting to know the staff and what they do and how Evangelhome works and does what they do in this community. So,
how else do you fill your days? Are you here 5 days a week? The rest of the week, you... Yeah.
So I'm here Tuesday mornings, 5 days a week.
Five hours, one day a week.
Okay, 5 hours a week on Tuesdays. And then I work... I have a newer job that keeps me very busy, and so I work 30 hours a week, and then I have 15 hours that I dedicate to the Pink House. So my weeks are pretty full, and then I'm in school, and so like there's a lot of stuff that happens, but I keep pretty busy. But it's...
Where are you going to school?
Fresno Pacific.
And what are you studying?
Child development.
And your plans are?
I just walked last weekend. I have class.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw your picture.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, so I'm pretty much done. I have class until the end of June, though, so I'm finishing up some, like, a last class, and then I'm done. And I don't know, I'm working at St. Agnes right now, and so I'm working with kids, and it's kind of in my field, which doesn't always happen, so I'm blessed with that. But I don't know what I'm going to do afterwards.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, is St. Agnes a job as long as you want it, or is that connected with school, or...
It's as long as I want it. It wasn't connected with school in any way. Like, I applied for it and got the job, so, yeah.
And what are you doing there?
I work in their child development center. And okay. So I work with, it's like a preschool daycare setting. And so I work in that center with those kids, so, yeah.
How has Jenny changed in the last 10 months?
Jenny has changed a lot. Just like going through this program at the Pink House has been very stretching for me, and they dedicate a lot of time on leadership development and teaching you to be a leader in the communities that you live in. And so I have been stretched and pulled and worn out in so many different ways that it's been a huge growth process for me, because when you're stretched in those ways, God, it just opens up ways for God to move and work in your life in many different ways. And so I have learned how to be a leader, and I have learned how to work with other people in diverse settings, and I have learned how to live with other people to where I'm not being the crazy selfish person that I tend to be, you know? And just God has opened up so many different pathways for me to, I don't know.
So you'd recommend it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's been an amazing program to just go through, and you learn just how you see Jesus in a different way every day, like working. And so I've loved it.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah.
Joyce, your turn. Feedback. What would you like to tell Jenny after having worked with her for 10 months?
Well, basically, I see them come into this program, and they're placed here, and I see their eagerness. I see that, you know, no matter what, how minute duties they get, they take that so seriously. They are, they keep that professional responsibility about them, the expectations, without even wavering at all. They are, you know, they take it to heart. Mm-hmm. And I always like to tap them into chapel because I think this is a real broad perspective for them. And Jenny really knows when to let it be that that's the audience, and let it be that she opens up. And that was a real blessing to the women when she started that chapel, and she opened up fully for them. And this is always, it's always a blessing for the other. Mm-hmm. And she was not afraid to do that. You know, she opened it up with expectations of what, how this will help them. Mm-hmm. And I like that part, the consistency, the real challenge to make it be all it be, regardless of what they got back from it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jerry, real quick.
I was just going to ask Joyce, if you were to write something in Ginny's yearbook, your one or two sentence, what would it be?
Dear, I remember, Jenny. Dear Jenny, I can look back at yesterday when you walked in here, and now I can look and see today that you're leaving. And it was a big difference, a big change, and a wonderful, wonderful bond that you played, and the part you played here for Evangel Home.
Thanks, Joyce. Thank you, Jenny. Great to spend some time with you. And
you.
I know God's going to use these last 10 months for the rest of your life. You will have, you've learned lessons here that will be, have transformed you, and we rejoice with you in that. We're out of time. I'm sorry. I knew Jerry wants something to say. We're out of time. So thanks, listeners, my listening friends. Thank you for joining us on today's adventure on the radio that we call Heartline here at Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found online at evangelhome.org. Again, evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. I thank you for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.